الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على لا إله إلا الله
اللهم صل وسلم إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات وفطر الله عليها البشرية وهي أساس الفرض والسنة ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله اللهم أحنا على لا إله إلا الله، وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله، وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله، وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in the year of 1948 there was a gathering to announce what is so called the Human Rights Declaration, where they decided that after the World War II they're going to put like some human rights and declarations and all of that together. And if you are to read the articles and some of them, and you compare the articles and the human rights that they documented to what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Gaza and in Sudan, in so many parts of the world right now, you will think that, subhanallah, this is not human rights. Or human rights only to be enforced in certain people, but not the rest. The reason why I started my khutbah with this, because I want to take you on a journey on the Mount of Arafat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite all of us. Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. Where our brothers and sisters, the Hujjaj, were standing a few days ago, saying, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata wal mulka laka la sharika lak. And particularly on the 10th year of the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what is known as Khutbat al-Wada' or Hajjat al-Wada', the final and last speech by the Prophet, sermon by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I want you to compare the Human Rights Declaration to the Khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You talk about 1400 years ago, and I want you to actually compare both of them to see which one is genuine and which one is not. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that that might be his last and final hajj. And it was only one hajj that he performed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he gathered all the Muslims, so many people, thousands and thousands and thousands of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who started his ba'tha with the Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 3 years making da'wah to people, yet less than 200 people accepted Islam. He's coming back and giving khutbah to thousands of people. Walillahi alhamd. And that's the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. So brothers and sisters, I don't have time to quote or say all the sermon, but there are definitely some lessons that we can learn from the khutbah al-wada' of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes, أيها الناس, after he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, أيها الناس, O people. And that wasn't normal to the Sahaba at that time, because you have so many Muslims, what would you say, O people, or O mankind? What wouldn't you say, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to tell us from the very beginning that this khutbah is not just for Muslims, but it is for everyone who is standing in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everyone who will come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the day of judgment. Sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, O people, lend me an attentive ear. For I do not know whether after this year I shall ever be amongst you. Allahu Akbar. Imagine if you are from the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who loved him so much, and you hear this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, listen to me, listen attentively, because I don't know whether or not I will be with you and amongst you after that. He knew that his near was coming, subhanallah, close sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he wanted to make sure to leave them on a right aqeed and the sound aqeed and right iman and right huquq al-insan or human rights. لأني لا أدري هل ألقاكم بعد عام هذا وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. So listen carefully. And then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O people, just as you regard this month, this day, this place, the month of Dhul Hijjah, من الأشهر الحرم, this place, the Arafat, this city, the city of Mecca, as sacred, so regard the life and property of every Muslim a sacred trust. He says, you respect and you love the Kaaba so much, and you value the Mount of Arafat so much, and you love the month of Dhul Hijjah so much, then I want you to value the life of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want you to value the human souls and the human rights. I want you to value and treat them as sacred as well. Brothers and sisters, a few days ago, I was in Sinai, Egypt, and I was very close from the borders of Gaza, subhanAllah. But you know the situation there is really bad. I was not able even to, you know, get close, but I was around the area over there. And the reason why I'm sharing this story with you is because I remember the khutbah of Rasulullah ﷺ when he speaks about the blood of a Muslim and the blood of a human being. So when I went there, I stayed at the hotel. As I am sitting in the hotel, I look at the mountain. And I know that our brothers and sisters are being massacred behind that mountain. I was talking about 100 miles, basically. I'm just giving you, you know, an idea how close I was over there. So every time I think that there are some people out there who are being massacred, there are people out there who are being deprived from food and water and the basic necessities, I look back at the human rights declaration and all of that, and I say, subhanAllah, where is that? That doesn't make sense. There is absolutely something wrong. Something doesn't make sense that we're sitting on the other side and we're eating and we're drinking, and there's some people, and these people, they're Muslims. They're Muslims, just like you and I. They say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But these people don't have food. I see people in the hotel throwing the food right and left. Wallahi. So ajib. Throwing the food right and left. And there are people out there, they don't even have the leftover that we throw in the garbage. How is that possible? How is that possible? I was worried for myself. Every single time I eat a meal, wallahi, wallahi, I was worried for myself. I said, that doesn't make sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like that. Allah does not approve that. إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. They're sacred. Like how you value and you treat the Kaaba as sacred. You should treat the blood and the souls and the lives of people as such. So I sit there again, and every time I say, like, how is that possible? How is that possible? And I was worried because of the iqab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikhwani and khawati. When you talk about the brothers and sisters in Gaza or in Sudan or in Kashmir, so many places in the world, when you talk about them and their issue, wallahi, you are talking about yourself. You're defending yourself. You're protecting yourself. Because don't think when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come, will just come to certain people. Will come to all of us. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that people just 100 miles away throwing food, whereas other people are saying, just give us a bottle of water. That does not make sense. اللهم لا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا. Wallahi, my heart is aching. And I made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I could do anything. Wallahi, I know that you're sitting here and I was like, Sheikh, what can we do? Just talk about them. Make dua for them at least. Make dua for them at least. There was no single meal that I had over there and I was comfortable. Wallahi. We're just eating to survive. Every time I watch some videos and some, you know, some kids, you know, saying, can you give us just a bottle of water? How is that possible? Where are we from the khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Imagine if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were to come and he hears this khutbah right now. Imagine if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears about this situation right now. That he's saying, protect your property, protect your soul, you protect your blood. All right? So where are we from the khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where the whole world from the khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where is huquq al-insan? Where is the human rights declaration? Where is that? Where is that? That again, I keep on repeating over and over again, that does not make sense that people cannot have water and some food is being thrown wider than left. That doesn't make sense. Something has to be done. Something has to be done to stop that. And it is your responsibility and my responsibility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we meet them on the day of judgment, we say, we've done something. No, we just enjoyed our lives and we completely forgot about them, that we barely even talk about them now. Talk about them. The situation is still bad. The injustice is still there. The humiliation is still there, still there. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Going to the borders, it's not easy. You try being an Egyptian, being an American, it's not easy. It's not. It's just closed. As if like they decided to torture these people. You have to be punished. And why is that? And where is everybody? And where is the human rights declaration? That doesn't make sense, ikhwan akhwati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allahumma ameen. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as you regard this month, this day, the city as sacred, so regard the life and the property of every Muslim as sacred. Trust. Return the good entrusted to you to their rightful owners. Nowadays, as an imam, I hear a lot of, you know, stories about brothers, Muslim brothers. Muslim who says, La ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah, they start a business together. And then when they tell you about the stories, when you hear the stories on how they treated each other as partners, you'll be like, Subhanallah, how is that even possible? Right? You know, when money comes in the middle, unfortunately, a lot of us forget the deen, forget the khutbah al-wada', forget about all of these things. It is the property of your brother. Right? When you think that you beat the system and you take the money and the haqq of your brother or your sister, you're not following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking a question right now. And I'm asking you this question. Do you think the Kaaba is a sacred place? Do you think that Arafat is a sacred place? The answer is yes, right? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the property and the money and the wealth of your brother or your sister, treated as such. Don't think that beating the system and taking the money of your brother or your sister that khalas, yani you're smart. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your witness. And the shroud will not have pockets. You will leave this dunya the way you came to this dunya, with nothing. With nothing. But you will go with the sayyat and akl huquq al-nas. And this is very, very dangerous. For the brother who's taken the haqq of his wife, for the sister who used the system to take the money that's not her haqq from her husband, don't you think you are fooling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This money, and I always say that to the sisters, if you're taking more than what Islam had decided for you, this money is haram. For the brothers, if you're depriving your wife, whether you're married or after separation, if you're depriving her and your children from their haqq, this money is haram. You're not following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here. It's haram. It's not your haqq. Even if the system says it is your haqq, Allah tells you this is not your haqq. So be careful. Oh people, be careful. Be aware. Because we live this dunya, as I said, I will keep on repeating this over and over again. We will leave this dunya the way we came. Wallahi, if you can guarantee me that you will take everything with you and you will benefit from them, I will say, collect as much money from halal and haram as you can. as much as you can. But the reality of the matter, if there is janazah here, they will take the body, they will put it in the car, and they will bury the mayit, and khalas, that's it. You go there, you have your friends, and you have your amal, your family and friends will come back, and your amal will stay with you. And there is mahkama ilahiyya. Ittaqu Allah, ibadallah. Ayyuha nas, as you regard this place, this day, this month, as sacred, regard and treat your property and your lives as such. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, hurt no one so no one may hurt you. Remember that you will indeed meet your Lord and that he will indeed hold you accountable. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. This is the last ayah, according to the majority of the ulama. This is the last ayah revealed in the Quran. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Be mindful of that day when you return back to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. You fool people in dunya, you're not going to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. Right? You deny that you've taken people's haqq and right without their permission. On the day of judgment, you will not be able to do that. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Free yourself from all kind of haram now before you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Free yourself. Free yourself. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and be mindful of that day when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, oh people, you should know that you will indeed meet your Lord and that you will be held accountable. قال عمر الخطاب رضي الله عنه حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وزنوا أعمالكم قبل أن توزن عليكم. Hold yourself accountable before it will be held accountable for you. And weigh your deeds before it will be weighed for you. You have a chance, brother, sister, to rectify yourselves. أسك الله سبحانه وتعالى تجب اسم مغفرة توفيق اللهم آمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم goes on with خطبة الوداع and he says, oh people, listen to me attentively. And he reminds them every time that I might not be with you next year. And he says, pray your 5 daily prayers, fast during the month of Ramadan, give your wealth and zakah, perform your hajj if you can afford it. And then he goes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all mankind is from Adam. And Adam is from dust, from dirt. كلكم من آدم وآدم من تراب. The Arab is not better than non-Arab. And the black is not better than the white. Neither the white is better than the black. The Desi is not better than the Arab, or the Arab is not better than the Desi. عباد الله, كلكم من آدم وآدم من تراب. We're all the same. There is no difference. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started with Arabs. You know why? He said Arabs. Because Arabs, they thought that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected them for the last and final message, perhaps they thought they're better than the whole world. As if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, be careful, don't be like Bani Israel, we're the best. Don't be like that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you do not judge people based on the skin color, but the content, right? As Martin Luther King said, right? But the content of their character. But isn't that happening in the Muslim community? Absolutely. As an imam, I see that. I see this happening. Alhamdulillah, in Dallas, we're blessed. Alhamdulillah. Things are much better than other states, right? But do we have that? Like we claim that we're, you know, we love everyone and we're brothers and we're sisters. But wallahi, that doesn't happen sometimes, and I see this. Right? Rasulullah said, there is no superiority, there is no difference. إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. It's about your heart. It's about not about your skin color. You're not better than anyone. You're not better than anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us equally. So brothers and sisters, in the masjid, there is no difference. We are all from Adam, and Adam was created from dirt. And we are going to leave this dunya and depart this dunya, and under the ground, everyone is the same. You cannot tell. Go to the cemetery and tell me which one is, which is which. We don't know. They're all the same. Subhanallah al-Ali al-Azim. Nowadays, I'll conclude with this. You know, your daughter or your son want to marry someone who is not from your culture. I know that's challenging. But no, I don't approve that. I don't even want to talk to the guy. Why? Because he looks so and so and so. Right? He's not from our town. He's not from our village. You see, we see this happening. And it makes it very difficult for young people to get married. We live in America. Right? Yes, as parents, you want someone from your culture to your daughter. It's understood. But it doesn't mean that you have your daughter sit next to you until she's 40 or 45 or 50 or not get her married at all just because of that. If the brother is a Muslim and a good deen, a good khuluq, there is no, we are the same. We say la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Myself, I'm an Egyptian married to Pakistani. I'm proud of that. Alhamdulillah, because when people come to me and say, I don't want my daughter to marry this, it's like, listen, your imam is married already to someone not from his culture. Right? She says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, she's in the deen. To me, she's the same. There is no difference. And that's the message that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed on the last sermon, ikhwan akhwati. Brothers and sisters, don't stop talking about your brothers and sisters in Gaza, please. Because wallahi, when you defend them, you're defending yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for them. Don't stop your dua. If you think your dua is not helping, and let me conclude with this, you're wrong, wallahi. Your dua is helping. You know, when you look at the videos and you see the sabr, this sabr because of your dua. Allah has given them this ability and this sabr and this resilience because of your dua. So the dua does help in so many different ways. Don't expect when you say Allahumma ansurhum, the nasr of Allah, that they're going to take over right away. That's not how it works with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say, Allahumma kum ma'ahum ya rabbal alameen, Allah puts the sakina into their hearts. Don't stop making dua for them. Talk about them. And that is for you, and that's for your children. What is happening is wrong, and that is against the khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is against the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't make sense, as I started with this. It does not make sense that people throw food right and left somewhere and some people do not even have a bottle of water. Doesn't make sense. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give our brothers and sisters in Gaza and Sudan, ya Rabbal Alameen. Don't forget your brothers in Sudan also. They are in a very bad situation. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for them, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma ya Rabbana inna nas'aluka أن تنصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا مؤزرا يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر عبادك المستضعفين في السودان وفي كشمير وفي كل مكان من أرض الإسلام يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم استجب دعاءنا يا رب العالمين اللهم آمين وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا خشوعا في صلاتكم صلوا صلاة ودع. Fill up the gaps in your lines. استووا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. سبحان الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا، فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره، إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم اغفر لنا. اللهم اغفر لنا. استغفر الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله في قبر منكم ورحمة الله في استغفر الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله استغفر الله العظيم. How are you? Good? Alhamdulillah.